It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Well, as tough as the morning has been, 95's been a mess. We heard about the Bob Saget news, Jen. We've had, you know, some craziness over the weekend. Here's some good news. Our Flight 850 segment with Jay Ratliff is a go.
It's a go.
We just got confirmation.
He has a voice. Well, until he talks to us.
Well.
Then he may lose it again.
We've ripped some voices away from people before. So what's going on with the airlines? We know this. Number one, flight schedules are still messed up. And, well, you've got American Airlines apologizing to the world now for one of their pilots' luggage tag.
For one complaint.
There's a lot to weed through.
Now boarding.
It's Flight 850 with aviation expert Jay Ratliff on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are cleared for takeoff.
First of all, Jay, Jen just reminded us of this during the break there. If we're not mistaken, this is our first Flight 850 segment of 2022. Happy New Year.
It is. That fact's not lost on me. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Well, hopefully you had a nice vacation from us, at least. Holy cow.
Mike. You know, it was supposed to be kind of the quiet time when all the big talent takes the weeks off, but with all the flight cancellations, my phone didn't stop ringing, either from friends that were stranded, or from our friends in the media that were trying to get an explanation on why the wheels fell off.
Wow. I think the wheels fell off on another note at American Airlines after what they just did. They caved to one complaint.
Oh, yeah. You're really not surprised about that, right?
Not surprised, but still, it shows you the kind of impact one complaint could have in a major corporation, though.
But it is. But the other thing is this. When you are a uniformed crew member, you are considered to be an ambassador for that airline. Now, I can tell you that during the days when they used to carry the flight bags, you know, the great big cumbersome things that had all the manuals and things in them, there were often they would slap stickers on side of those without any problem at all. And you would sometimes have people that would, it would be a sports team, might be a political figure, might happen to be this or that.
A fog hat bumper sticker.
Exactly. Pilots were, many times kind of against the grain of corporate, especially if there were some negotiations going on with management where some of these stickers, decals, signs, what have you, were less than complimentary even of their employer. But we're at a point now where those types of things are no longer allowed because none of us can have an opposite opinion on anything or have a particular viewpoint. And as a result, anytime that you have this, it goes viral. And unfortunately, companies, American Airlines, they're forced to respond because if you don't, you're sending the message that we don't care. And it's like you're encouraging or supporting it, which means that as always, the minor vocal voices are the ones that seem to carry the day.
Yeah, but here's the irony. The American Airlines bends over backwards after one tweet from this woman who didn't like the Let's Go Brandon sticker on the pilot's luggage. Yet, they can stick you in an airport for 12 hours and just say, oh, no big deal.
Exactly.
And don't apologize.
Oh, yeah, in this era of social media, they are, well, that's one of the reasons they have so many social media teams, is because they're constantly out there looking because they don't want the next viral picture to be something that's going to be against them. And look, American Airlines and Southwest right now are overly sensitive because both of those carriers did a good job of encouraging a lot of their senior people to retire early in the pandemic. Both of those have had issues hiring their replacements.
Sure.
So it's a very difficult time for them right now. Southwest, I think it was on Saturday, had a large percentage, I think 15, 16, 17% of their flights canceled, and American Airlines was up there as well because of the fact that, yes, weather and the quarantine and other things were playing a role. But look, they have a thin bench. They cannot operate their schedule with the number of employees they have. American and Southwest showed us that in June for 6 weeks when they kicked off the summer thinking, oh, we've got this, when they found out they didn't, and they're having the same sort of problems now.
Wow. We've said, too, before, a lot of people have pointed this out, and you can correct us if it's erroneous, Jay. A lot of people are upset about American Airlines because weren't they one of the airlines that, I think it was last year, allowed their people? You didn't see a lot, but they allowed them to wear Black Lives Matter stuff.
Oh, yeah. In fact, some of the employees were very upset that had police in their and their family.
Okay,
and
right.
They said if this is something that's sanctioned by the airline,
right.
Some within that group are very anti-police, then that goes against me. And there
yeah.
was a back and forth because you couldn't wear a pro-police pin.
That's what
right.
it was, right.
That. And that was something that, again, as companies tried to, as we see all the time, overcompensate, where they don't look like they're taking one position or another, but then ultimately end up taking one, it created a lot of dissension among the ranks, and at a time when morale was about as low as it could get.
I don't know. I just thought it was kind of ridiculous that one little sticker made that woman send a tweet to American and tell them to change everything, and they caved. It just amazes
me. Do you all remember when we had the peanuts banned from the airlines for probably a year or so? It's been a number of years ago that peanuts were taken off of every airplane.
Oh, yeah. We
because
do.
Because of complaints that were received from people that had severe allergic reactions. And so they took them off of every plane, across the country for an extended period of time. Someone asked how many people complained, how many hundreds of thousands or tens of thousands, whatever, that actually caused the Department of Transportation and the FAA to do this massive step, and the number was six.
Six?
Yeah, six people complained,
wow.
And that's what led to that taking place. So, and look, those six may have had some very serious allergic reactions, and I don't want to downplay that because we've had several flights where people who didn't know they had peanut allergies experienced one and almost died.
Right.
But the thing was, it was only those six complaints that led to that, which when it was under the spotlight, people thought, well, maybe we did kind of overreact, and they were able to come back with some disclaimers. But on that note, I will also say airlines still do not have, to my knowledge, those EpiPens as a part of their emergency medical kits on board aircraft.
Yeah.
So when somebody does have one of these serious, life-threatening events, the airlines are unable to respond.
No.
Most of the time, it's somebody that's traveling that happens to have one that gives it to a medical personnel where it's administered that ends up saving somebody's life. To me, it's still unbelievable that airlines don't have these. They don't because of the cost. They're only good for, a couple of years before they have to be replaced. But look, when it comes to safety and lives, I don't think money should matter in that case, and airlines need to fix this and fast.
I agree with you, because if somebody next to me is having an allergic reaction to peanuts and they're going to die and that little EpiPen saves them, I'll be like, I'll fly you for the rest of my life.
Sure, right.
Well, that would be it. And fortunately, enough people carry them so that if there is a situation like that, I think there was a 9-year-old boy on an American Airlines flight coming out of the Caribbean, I think, that had to make an emergency landing in Miami after he had a 9-year-old had an allergic reaction, and someone with an EpiPen was able to have that administered and save his life. Because when that happens and your airway starts to close and it takes 20 minutes to land that airplane,
yeah.
I mean, there's just not enough time. So airlines always like to sprint in front of every microphone that's on, talking about how safety's first, customers first, blah, blah, blah. Hey, here's a very easy way to show that that's the case. And look, if they have changed some of that and I'm not aware of it, I'll be the first to apologize. But to my knowledge, that's still not a part of their emergency response kit.
As we kind of wrap up our first segment of 2022 with you, Jay, and Flight 850 here, how are we doing now for catching up on all the flights that were canceled? Because there were thousands of them. Where are we standing right now?
It's getting better a little bit. The problem is, during the time of the last 2 weeks, when we would have 3,000 flights canceled, and you'd have, 125 people on a flight, you're talking about trying to then accommodate nearly 400,000 people. And when you have every flight full and overfilled, where do you put 400,000 people?
Exactly.
And that is in a day. And then when you have that same number the next day, the next day, the next day, I mean, it was impossible, logistically impossible, for the airlines to catch up. Now that flights aren't as filled, we're still having some cancellations, but we have empty seats. So we can accommodate a lot of these people that are being impacted. The key is, what are airlines going to do as we move forward? Are they going to adjust their flight schedule so that they are going to only operate what their employee complement will allow? Or are they going to, once again, say, our employees can do this, we'll suck it up and we'll find a way to make it happen, and then when they don't, it's the passengers that suffer? So hopefully we're going to learn our lesson here.
Do they ever learn their lesson anywhere? I don't think so.
They don't. So
no.
That's why I said it with a smile, with what voice I have left, because we know the history of these buzzards, and it money dictates everything. And when you recognize that they're still fighting the corporate traveler who's not come back, that's 70% of their revenue stream.
Wow.
And as a result, they need every penny they can get. So if they actually start cutting back more and more flights, it's going to impact their revenue. And that's something that they just can't have happen, which is why they're so reluctant to do so. And, I mean, I certainly understand all that, but there's only so many things they can do. This is going to be the year that could redefine how airlines do their business. It's going to be fascinating to watch.
You know, just as you were saying that, I was thinking in my head, you know what? This is going to be an interesting year. It's going to change a lot of things. Maybe
yeah.
some will go away, maybe, but it may change how we fly in the future, so... We'll see.
But if there's fewer seats on fewer airplanes,
yeah.
that means higher fares, which means buy them as early as you can, folks, because I'm telling you, if they start jacking fares, they're going to keep doing it to get back as much of that lost revenue as they can.
Something to keep an eye on, and we will all year long. Flight 850 for a hookup with Jay Ratliff and Day Trade Fund 2. Check that out on the Morning Show blog, 850WFTL.com. But in the meantime, we'll talk to you in a week.
Looking forward to it. Have a great day.
You too, pal.
Take care.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care. We'll talk to you soon. Well, there you go.
I don't know. Are we talking? We have next Monday off?
Oh, that's right. Oh, geez. I forgot to tell him.
That's all right. We can send him an email. Nice talking to you for one time.
For
in
one
January.
Time. I know. Talk to you again in February, Jay.
Yeah. See ya.
That's all right.
See ya for the Super Bowl.
One
the
and
we're
done.
Going. Holy cow.
He'll find out.
Let me ask both of you, are your Christmas decorations still up?
Not after yesterday.
Really?
Done.
I still
got
to get to it.
They're not back in the attic yet, but they're off the trees.
Ah. Oh, okay. Well, I'll tell you what the average person is. You were among the majority, Bill.
Yeah, but I tell you what, more and more people leaving stuff out. You know why? Because we want a feel-good holiday
That's
feeling.
That's it.
You
I'm
know?
Tired of being depressed.
And I will throw in a tease. A rare Diener tease.
A Diener tease.
Oh, that means it's sports-related.
A tease. A Diener.
Oh, he's got the result of our stupid things.
No, well, I do have those, kind of. We have to talk about that, though. But Novak Djokovic.
Oh. Update?
I have the latest.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. We have answers. Definitive answers. We've been trying to figure this out all morning. Is he arrested? Is he in jail? Is he out? Is he going to play? I have definitive answers. Very interesting things just took place.
He's going to play, but he has
wow.
to be in jail.
Maybe.
All right, we'll get that and more. Coming up next, the South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. News Talk 850 WFTL. It's the South Florida Morning Show. Thanks for being here. I know it was kind of a rough weekend and a rough Monday, and 95's been a mess and all that crap, but there's good stuff on the Morning Show blog to check out. Once you can land somewhere safely and waste somebody else's bandwidth, check it out. First of all, I have watched this thing. I've seen it like 25 times. It's a private plane crashed on to a basically a railway in Los Angeles.
Right.
And the plane gets hit by a train. But before that happens, these LAPD officers save the pilot and they pull him out.
Yeah, he cheated.
It's incredible.
I think one of them even said he cheated death twice, which he
did.
Because I think he was unconscious in the plane because he crash landed the plane. It was a little Cessna like pea shooter plane. And he crash landed it. But what are the odds you land on the railroad tracks?
And it's, I mean, this is no joke. Here's how it happened.
Go.
Sounds like a movie.
It was. It was just like a movie. But the guy's alive, thank God.
That's bananas. So that's on the blog.
That's it. And what's the other thing on the blog? Are there skiers on the blog?
Well, here's the thing, Jen. You say other thing. There's other things on the blog.
You sounded right then just like John Sterling from the Yankees broadcast. Here's the thing, Susan. We call it a blog.
And we call it a trifecta.
Today's
the rare trifecta on the blog because, yes, we do have the skiers. What a crazy video. I found the extended version.
It's very unfortunate.
My gosh, there's a 13-minute video of people just getting sprayed by this bursted pipe as they're going over.
And blasted off.
Oh, no. And this woman, she stops right over it. Goes flying. I'm like, what is happening?
These are people on a chairlift ride at Beach Mountain in North Carolina while they're skiing.
Oh.
And what they did was a pipe burst. It goes up, geysing up probably, I don't know, 30, 40 feet. It looks like a fire hose shooting straight up in the air. And then they stopped the chairlift. Unfortunately for that girl, they stopped her chair right above the stream of the water. So she gets boosted, literally thrown out of the chair. I'm like, oh my God.
Listen to what she says.
All I can remember is seeing the metal bar that like comes down
just fly up, and then I just remember seeing myself in the air.
Oh, good, my gosh.
I don't mean to laugh, because that's horrifying. I mean, they figured the safest thing to do is to stop the chairlift, but these people were stuck right above the damn thing.
Oh, my God, and she went flying.
Video is crazy.
Wow. And they,
you start seeing people, like, bail out before they even get to the pipe burst. They start jumping beforehand. It's probably, I would say when you watch the video, it's a solid maybe 10 to 15 foot drop.
It's really? Way up there.
Yeah, because that girl that got thrown out, she said it was high enough that I would never have jumped from the chair.
So it's pretty high.
That's pretty high.
I wonder how many other people got hurt landing on like their ankles and things like that. I mean, goodness gracious.
It's bad enough. Or but then there's another factor here. It's cold water.
Right. Yeah. Going to like hypothermic shock.
You'd be like frozen, you know, like
videos. Well, everybody was okay.
Yeah, so that's why we can laugh.
That's why we put that video up there. But the other one, again, these are all like crazy death-defying videos that we have on the blog today, because the third one was this woman in Pasco County.
Oh, did you see that video?
Unreal. She was saved by cops. Her car was on fire after a car accident, and they go and they pull her out again just in the nick of time, just kind of like the plane and the train video.
It's incredible what some police officers do. It's like, holy cow.
Exactly.
So we got some heart stoppers on the blog today if you want to go on and check them out.
Amazing.
Jeez.
Yeah,
I'll never ski at Beach Mountain again, though. I didn't have to see in that. No, not going up on that chairlift.
Imagine going, you're telling your person on the chairlift, we're just going to get through this. The chairlift, why are we stopping? Oh, God.
No.
Stopped above a geyser.
What are the chances?
In the meantime, you thought we were done with the Holiday Hearts Christmas music. Oh, no, we dusted it off. And we brought it back because this story is, if you haven't taken down your holiday stuff, don't feel guilty.
Well, they did a survey of a number of people, and they wanted to know, are your decorations still up? Now, this is for today, okay, January 10th. Are your decorations still up, Diener?
Mine are. They're not on, but they're still up because I've been lazy, and also a mix of laziness and not having enough time to do it.
You've been busy too, sure.
Plus you're busy. So, and Bill, are yours?
Finally got everything down and in yesterday.
Wow. Okay, so Bill is among the majority. 34% of people have already put everything away. Me, inside's totally decorated. Outside, done. I took everything, all the lights off, and that this weekend. 39% still have Christmas decorations up.
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
And growing. I mean, I think more people are just leaving them up.
I might turn them back on tonight. Since they're up, I'm just going to turn it back on.
They said 18% haven't put anything away yet. Wow. That's like you still got everything up. That's crazy.
I believe it, though.
They say, and then they broke it down by region. They said those that live in the South most likely to have taken down their decorations by now. Probably because of the weather.
Yeah.
You know, we have the ability to go out and do whatever, with the exception of the rain. But, you know, if you live in Michigan and there's 5 feet or so on the ground, I'd be looking at those lights going, you know what, they can stay till June as far as I'm concerned.
I don't have to plug them in. I can leave them up there.
Yeah, so.
I was on a ladder up my rooftop. Yesterday afternoon, I'm like, you know, I'm thinking, somebody should develop a house where there's just like an LED thing built into the fascia or something, where you can just flip it on, say, turn on the lights.
There is a company that does that.
I believe it.
And they're based out of Wellington, actually.
Really?
Yeah. And
they can change.
Then they put it in after the fact. It's underneath. It goes with your fascia. It goes near the gutters, but it changes. You have control over what colors. And you can do hearts for Valentine's Day.
That 4th of July thing is going neon.
Like shamrocks for neon. You know, St. Patrick's Day.
I like it.
So, yeah, you should look into that.
All right. It's good to know.
Just saying. My Christmas trees are going to stay up all year. We're going to decorate them. We're going to decorate them by season. So now we're doing spring. I went out and bought flowers yesterday to stick in the tree.
Here comes the Easter tree.
Yeah. And then the bunny's going to make his appearance.
Do it.
He's how tradition starts.
This is it.
That's what it is.
I'm going to have an Easter bunny tree. Yeah.
I have the Novak Djokovic latest for the Australian Open and what's happening there, but I'll tell you. When we come back,
let's give this some time. Because it's such a bizarre story. But I think there's something hopeful in this, though. He's become, like, I think unwittingly, just a face of freedom for that country.
Like a folk hero for them at this point.
Well, it's nice to hear, because I thought Australians were all on board with this lockdown nonsense.
Well, not all of them.
Yeah, apparently not.
good.
That and a lot more coming up next. The East South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. The East South Florida Morning Show, News Talk 850 WFTL. There's Jen, there's Diener, I'm Bill, and during the break, we got a little bit of a sports breaking news tidbit to tell you about.
Man.
Take it away, sports director Diener.
Well, we came in here thinking we're going to give you the latest on the Novak Djokovic situation, because that was actually sports breaking news, too.
It is.
And it's become a actually pretty big international story with him in Australia. But now, locally, in the NFL, the Dolphins just fired their head coach, Brian Flores.
I got to tell you, I didn't see that coming.
Me neither.
I mean, it was always a possibility. Anything can happen. But I thought that they, with the 7-game win streak, kind of showed definitely a belief in the coach. Not like he lost the team during all that, when they were terrible.
Not at all. I mean, you're talking about a guy in his third year where, the first year wasn't so good because that was the whole, quote-unquote tank for 2 years. They went 5-11.
Yeah.
So you expected that because you knew the team was going to be bad.
Right.
But then they come in last year. Yes, they missed the playoffs in his three-year tenure, but 10-6 last year, 9-8 this year. He had two out of the three winning seasons during his tenure here. And like you said, Bill, they just went on a 7-game win streak with him after starting 1-7, granted. But
players liked him a lot.
The players liked
him. That wasn't it.
He was able to keep up the morale, keep up their spirits, and, I mean, very good defensive coach. They had one of the best defenses in the second half of the league this year, if not the best defense, statistically wise. I'm shocked. I'm actually shocked by this. So I don't mean to ramble on, but I'm kind of floored by this firing.
Stephen Ross, the guy that owns the Dolphins?
Yeah.
Big supporter of Michigan.
That's true.
Oh, there's your next coach. And that means Michigan loses Harbaugh, and they're going to get somebody who knows what the hell they're doing, and I got to worry about it because I'm an Ohio State fan.
The khaki pants are coming to Florida?
It's funny you guys say that because there was a report out last week, and I think we might have mentioned it. I know we talked about it.
You talked about the Harbaugh
thing. We did, right?
Yeah.
Where the rumors kind of came out where Harbaugh might be tempted to leave Michigan and come to the NFL, and we said it, actually. You're right. Where we said, maybe he'll come to Miami because Stephen Ross tried to get him before he did go to Michigan some years ago when Tony Sperano, rest his soul, was the head coach of the Dolphins. So this might be an indication that they feel like they have a good shot at Harbaugh bringing down from Michigan to be the head coach. That's our own speculation. There's no report.
It makes
that.
The most sense.
How much money could they pay him?
A pretty good amount.
A lot.
Because he's getting paid a ton to be at Michigan.
And the Miami Dolphins are coming into the offseason right now with the most cap space in the league. They have the most money to spend. I think it's $75 million free in cap space. So it's, as far as a head coach goes, you're looking at this and you think, well, there is a good quarterback there. Whether or not they keep him is another question. If they keep Tua or if they try to move on to Deshaun Watson in the offseason. But if you're a head coach, you're looking at Miami. Number one, it's Miami. It's got all the cap space. And then you're thinking the quarterback situation is pretty good. So it's going to be an attractive job. I'm shocked that they did this. I thought he proved himself enough to where the players wanted to play for him. But apparently, according to reports, there's things behind the scenes that were going on that we're not aware of that led to this really quite shocking move by Miami. They fired Brian Flores.
Time to come home, B-Flo. Just in time to run the defense for the Pats taking on Buffalo Saturday.
Bring it back for the playoff game.
Defense. Same. It's done before. They brought back McDaniels for the playoffs.
Wow, you're right.
And won a Super Bowl that year. So.
That would be something if they did that.
Who else got fired? Didn't you say
Mike Zimmer from the Vikings.
Oh.
It's Black Monday, they call it in the league.
Wow. We said this earlier, yeah.
Bears have fired Nagy. Was it Mike Nagy? What's his name?
Nagy.
Jim Nagy.
Yeah, tomato, tomato. Yeah.
Wow.
He's gone. Yeah, Jim Nagy.
Who else is going to get fired?
The Houston coach is looking like he's going to get fired. The Carolina coach, Matt Rhule, who's only been there for a couple of years, he's going to get fired.
What a crappy job that is.
You know what,
though? How thankless these people are.
In all honesty, sign me up. If I could go back and do it all over again, I would aspire to be a fired coach. Because you make all this money on the back end. They have to give you the payout. You can sit home for a couple of years and just make $20 million.
Oh, jeez.
It's not a bad deal in the end. I know it's frustrating
and
stressful, but my goodness.
Guaranteed money.
Yeah. We knew it was going to be Black Monday in the NFL with coaches getting fired, but we did not see this one coming. I would look out for maybe Chris Greer, the Dolphins GM, possibly getting fired as well. But if that was going to happen, you would think that would have been announced at the same time.
Everybody, because I follow so much Boston sports media. All of the reporters saying, how quickly can Belichick get Flores back in the building?
Yeah,
that's the going trend right now.
I didn't know that was a rule. I mean, if you can bring him back, that would be an amazing coup for the New England Patriots if they can get their old defensive coordinator back for the playoffs.
El Prez from Barstool retweeted the Schefter news. This is so dumb. I love it. Firing Flores.
Wow.
Because he's a Patriots guy, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Well, if Harbaugh ends up in Miami, I'm sorry. Sorry all the
way
around.
Made a good point, Jen. You said maybe this was these behind-the-scenes things we don't know. Maybe he was against bringing in Deshaun Watson, which there were reports of that, by the way, that he was one of the vocal voices against bringing him in.
Flores?
Well, yes.
Remember midseason when the slide happened, right? Remember back then? Flores looked very uncomfortable, and everyone was going, what is he saying here? Because he had to kept having to come out there saying, Tua's our quarterback. We believe in him. He's our quarterback.
And
but all these other things were happening. What didn't seem to jive with that? I think that's exactly what the theory was. He did not want to change and bring in Deshaun Watson. He probably fought against that, and that cost him his job.
Wow.
I think you guys are right. If that's the behind-the-scenes things we don't know, that's the thing that would make the most sense if you're trying to figure it out.
Well, it's the only thing that was big for the Dolphins. I mean, there was a lot of speculation about that for weeks.
Mm-hmm. So Miami hires Harbaugh. I can't believe we're saying that.
If it happens.
And Jen's horrified because there goes the easy wins against Michigan.
I know.
They trade Tua to Houston along with like another starter and two draft picks
at least,
for Deshaun Watson.
Right.
Wow.
And then they spend the rest and all that.
And
that
Urban
cap
Meyer
space.
Goes to Michigan.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
That's too cold. He wants to go west.
I wonder if you're a Dolphins fan, are you happy with that scenario you just put out? If the Dolphins hired, because the first part's done. They fired Brian Flores. That's over. So if they hire Jim Harbaugh and then they get Deshaun Watson, you have all the cap space. Are you happy with that scenario?
I'm happy Brian Flores is out of Miami.
I mean, you guys can get him back. He's a great defensive coach.
He's a great defensive coach. He was with the Pats for 15 years. He was great.
He's fantastic.
And he was a scout, too.
Right?
I don't know.
Boy, what a craziness.
I'm depressed.
Well, setting up his office at One Patriot Place right now.
You know Belichick has to be on the phone with him almost right away, right?
Brian, sorry. It's a tough deal. Come on back. We shoveled out your office.
Yeah, that's another thing. He's got to leave Miami to go to New England where there's snow and cold. Wow. Okay, what's going on? We don't have enough time to talk about the tennis player guy.
Oh, we got time. We'll make time.
All right, yes, we do have time. I do have just one more tidbit here.
More tidbits are coming in strong.
We'll make time. We just talked about Chris Greer, the Dolphins GM.
They fire him?
No, he's there. And here's
He's there.
He's
stuck.
Apparently, all these different reports. You know, Adam, if you're familiar with the NFL reporting world, Adam Schefter, Ian Rapoport, Jeff Darlington, these are all big names in the NFL reporting world. And they're the ones who are doing the news on this right now. They said, as the Dolphins part ways with Brian Flores, another important note, Chris Greer will remain with the organization. He's not going anywhere.
That's bad news for you.
It is bad news. And apparently, Brian Flores was the significant reason why, according to Ian Rapoport here, big NFL reporter.
That guy didn't come.
Brian Flores, big reason why Deshaun Watson wanted to be in Miami.
Oh!
With Flores out, the situation may have changed.
So it'd be less likely than to get Watson.
That's very interesting. I did not see that coming. Also, that's another twist.
Well, that's a head-scratcher.
Apparently, Greer and Flores were in power struggles behind the scenes, and Stephen Ross, the owner of the Dolphins, chose Greer over Flores, is the initial reports.
Chose the GM. Somebody's got to buy the groceries.
Wow.
But somebody's got to cook
them,
too.
That's right. Bill Parcells.
Jeez.
If you're going to buy the groceries,
at least let me cook.
At least let me do some cooking.
Oh, my God.
Boy. Or if I'm going to cook, let me buy. I don't know what the hell it was. All right. Well, interesting. Right. Sports.
Wow.
Huh?
So do you want some Novak Djokovic news real quick?
Yeah. Is he arrested? Because they let him go out of the detention center because they said the visa was okay.
He is out. He is free. Novak Djokovic. So we were talking about that press conference that was supposed to take place this morning. He wasn't at the press conference. His brother and his reps were there. His brother was kind of speaking for him. Yeah. He said that Novak, this is his biggest win of his career, is his court case. Bigger than any Grand Slam, they said.
Wow.
And he said Novak just wants to be the symbol of liberty for those who want a choice.
Might as well take on that mantle because you're going to be called that whether you like it or not. He's become a folk hero.
He has.
How are people in Australia handling it?
There were enormous crowds of supporters outside of where Djokovic was being held. As the decision was made, people just took to the streets, cheering, waving flags.
Holy cow.
A lot of people in his corner there in Australia. And he's out at Rod Laver Stadium practicing, so he's getting ready to play next week.
He's hitting balls. He's right, getting back in shape.
Working on the backhand, the forehand.
Wow. He's getting his legs back after he was in the Huskow for a week.
Yeah,
I don't know anything about Novak other than I know he's the greatest one of the greatest tennis players around, but now I like the guy.
I do too.
He's making a stand.
I might actually watch him play now.
Yeah, now I'm rooting for him.
It's going to be really interesting next week when this thing starts.
How about that?
Yeah. Holy cow.
All right, we got more on that, I think, coming up next. We also have this. How crazy has COVID hysteria made people? Got a mom in Houston that stuffed her kid in the trunk because she was afraid he had COVID.
What kind of mother is this?
Well, he was also 13, so maybe he's obnoxious, too.
Maybe she's just trying to get rid of him.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll get that and more next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. News Talk 850 WFTL. It is the South Florida Morning Show. You're starting your Monday with us. If you missed the news we had just a couple of minutes for you, Diener broke. Dolphins have fired head coach Brian Flores. He moves on. Which reminds me once again of the words of wisdom of NFL great Jerry Glanville.
This isn't college. You're not at a homecoming.
I understand.
This is the NFL, which stands for not for long.
Well, he was there for what, 3 seasons? two winning seasons in a row. And they
That's
move
right.
on.
Yep. Well, okay. They're all bummed.
It's perplexing, isn't it?
It is. I'm not really sure how to feel. I mean, there's part of me, because, and Bill knows this, we've talked about it, I've said before, I'm not sure that he was the right head coach. You have to have a CEO mentality as a head coach, and I wasn't sure if he had that, but he's a great defensive coach.
And that he is, for sure.
He had a lot of the players liked him, and they played for him, but apparently, according to some of the things we've seen on the break, relationships is what they're saying. It came down to he did not have a good relationship with Tua. So it's actually the reverse of what we were thinking. He did not want to keep Tua. Deshaun Watson wanted to come there, and he wanted Deshaun Watson because he liked Brian Flores.
I sold a lot of Tua jerseys. Don't forget about that.
That's right.
Holy cow.
That's true.
Who knows? Jeez.
Anyway, that's sad. Man. It's a thankless job. Jeez.
Unless you're one of the greats.
Yeah.
Well, we got this going on, too. COVID hysteria. This happened on Friday, but the news broke over the weekend, Jenna. 41-year-old mom, teacher too, in Houston, Sarah Beam, was worried that her 13-year-old kid had gotten COVID, so she stuffed him in the trunk.
Come on.
And drove him to a testing site.
What is wrong with, and she's a teacher, this is even scarier. Okay, so when this kid got like the chicken pox, what'd she do with him? Lock him in the basement? I mean, this
Maybe.
Is terrible.
She's probably not even afraid of that.
I was going to say, my God, what is up?
So she gets to a testing site. She admits that they hear rumbling.
Part of the mob.
And they say, ma'am, is there something going on? Yeah, my kid's in the trunk. She admitted it.
Oh, my God.
And this is her reasoning. She told the health officials she didn't want to catch it. The vid.
Oh, my
but
goodness.
But they were a little concerned. They told her they couldn't do anything until he was placed in the back seat. Security footage shows her letting him out, putting him in the back seat. Illegal either way, by the way. She was charged with felony child endangerment. A warrant is out for her arrest because they let her drive off. They didn't want to stop her because she seems nuts. It tested positive at home with a home kit, was taking him to the site for additional testing. She was a teacher in the district where the testing site was.
Can you imagine having this woman teach your kids if she does this to her own children? What she does to yours?
She's on leave right now.
Oh, my God. On leave. They got to find her first.
Right.
She probably left the country.
That's a little.
Jeez.
That's a little hysterical.
That's crazy. Wow. My God. I feel bad for this poor kid. My mother put me in the trunk.
Well.
I don't know. I got stuck in the back a couple of times. Never in the trunk, but way in the back of the station wagon.
Get back there.
With the luggage and the skis and everything else.
We had to drive to New Jersey on the hump. Remember the transmission hump?
Oh, my God. That is. And my mother, I remember when we were little, had a Volkswagen Bug, and it had that little well in the back right near the back.
Oh, yeah.
I used to get stuck in that all the time.
Get in the well.
Get in the well and be like, oh, my God. Jeez.
Nobody puts baby in the well.
You people are terrible. Hey, one of Bill's favorite events was on last night, and unfortunately, he missed all of it like the rest of the world, the Golden Globes.
They canceled that.
They did. They canceled everything as far as, you know, TV rights or streaming rights. The only people that showed up, I guess, were the foreign press. Who the hell knows? 200 people showed up, but they had it.
200 people.
The only thing I was excited about, Will Smith won for Best Actor for that King Richard role he played in a movie. Venus and Serena's dad.
Yeah, I did see some of that.
And then Nicole Kidman won for Best Performance for her role as Lucy in Being the Ricardos. I have not seen that. I was excited, though. Kate Winslet won it for Mayor of Easttown. That was a great miniseries.
Didn't see that one.
It's really good. It's dark.
So this was literally Hollywood honoring its own in a private little room.
Yep. Put it this way. The best TV series, musical, or comedy was a show called Hacks.
Never heard of it.
I've never even heard of it.
I might have seen a promo, but I've never seen it. That's for sure.
Wow.
There's too much stuff out there.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. That's. You know what? It really is. There's way too much stuff. Wow. And now they've kicked off all the new movies on Hallmark. Forget it.
Really?
Oh yeah.
All Christmas in July.
All the new love movies. It's like, okay, I'll
so
watch.
So it's the
this.
Same exact plot, just without Christmas decorations.
Exactly. Speaking of entertainment, Spider-Man, $33 million this weekend.
Outstanding.
Wow, it's already made $668 million in North America in 4 weeks.
Did you hear about the next movie?
No, what?
Spider-Man Work From Home. He's put on 35 pounds.
They don't have any webs. Like, they don't have any webs strong enough to carry him now.
It's like, oh, that's too much.
This is a great commercial. Have you guys seen this?
No.
Where what? it's Tom Holland and he's in the hotel room and he's watching like J. Jonah Jameson on a news report from the Daily Bugle saying Spider-Man is a menace and he's a murderer and he's in hiding. And he's sitting there. He's like, you know, I got to clear my name. And he comes out of the hotel room, and he's in the middle of nowhere, like in the plains of New York. He goes to shoot his webs, and it doesn't attach to anything. He just throws up his arms like, ugh. But it's a car commercial, because then his friend Ned comes by and picks him up in, like, you know, one of the new car.
Wait
electric
a minute,
cars
Ned got in a commercial?
Yeah,
I feel good for Ned.
Yes, I like Ned.
Who's Ned?
He's his buddy. A buddy there from
the
high
little,
school.
The little short, chubby kid.
Yeah, him.
Yeah, I liked him.
His guy in the chair.
Ned found work.
Yes. Oh, all right. Good for good Ned. Commercial. All right, we found work too because we're out of here. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. Oh, it's the national championship game tonight.
Woo.
Alabama and Georgia will have a winner. We'll see you tomorrow at 6. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.